Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 123. I am Neil.
I am Annalise.
Hello there, loons.
Nice.
Loons, how are you?
Good. I am good.
All right.
I just remembered something I wanted to write down. Sorry.
No problem. Oh, what do you mean? Well, let's get into this.
Get into it.
Do it. Do it, Jack.
Do it, Jack. Oh, let me do it.
Do it, Jack.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me do it, Jack.
So how are
you? Got to get more Jamaica-y going. Got to get the vibes.
Well, I don't,
what is this? Is this the vibes?
No, I hope not. Let's not do that on the beach. I don't know what that is. Hmm. It might be very inviting to somebody.
Well, I was hoping to be inviting to you and the vibes.
Yeah, some vibes. Cool vibes.
Someone's vibes.
We can't get too Jamaica-y because then the next two episodes aren't very Jamaica-y at all.
No, but we can personally, though.
Darkangels and prettyfreaks.com. Booyah.
Nice. Just get that out of the way up front.
We have a free app. Download it and listen to it.
You have some or cool don't. Bonus thingies on there, which is pretty cool.
Not a lot, though.
A couple things.
So.
Yes.
We want to pre-thank Agent Palmer for recording with us last week for next week.
Yeah, you heard me. That's right.
Yeah, that's it was a good time. He's a good cat.
Yep.
He's a good seed. Had a good time talking about all his enjoyment in the blogging and podcast community and all that he does for everybody, including himself. He does himself a lot. That is when you've been Palmerfied. You've been doing yourself a lot, or Palmerfield, as I like to think of it.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was a good time.
Is that a solo or togetherness mission? I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect.
Depending. How the night goes, it might start as solo and then it's togetherness, might start as togetherness and end as solo.
You never know. Yeah. I was going to say something like the world is your oyster. I'm like, I don't want to say that.
The what?
The world is your oyster.
Oh, I think you said the relative oyster. I'm like, I guess. Sure. The relative oyster.
That makes a lot of sense.
That sounds kind of like it's 2 a.m. at the bar. You're like, I don't know. She looks at her friend and goes, he's the relative oyster. I'm going to give him whatever I got.
Left at 2 a.m.
Yeah. No, I meant like, you know, it's going to stay with him. Nothing a shot can't cure, but still, it's a relative oyster.
You never know. That might not cure it. But.
But.
Buts.
But.
I was also going to say that I also had a good time recording with Angel Palmer and you as well, as always, because you were there.
I was. I think both of you were hoping I wasn't, though.
No.
As most people,
there's a lot of pod talk,
a lot of cock pod,
as we do.
Well, that makes sense.
I almost said when we have other podcasters on, but he's not a podcaster, so.
But he kind of is.
Kind of podcast.
He does so much. No, but he's on podcast quite a bit.
Yeah, he is
producer. I like the title producer.
He's like the permanent.
I like producer.
He's like the permanent guest.
But he's also like a producer.
Yeah, he's very much a producer, but he's also
all right. Well, we'll talk about that next week with him. We don't podcasts. Need.
Well, I actually have something else I want to talk about H. Palmer.
Oh,
Well,
you kind of blew it because we talked to him last week.
No, because he tweeted at us.
This
week.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about something Agent Palmer said. This
all
week.
Right.
Tweeted this week. Said tweeted. I read it. Whatever. Yeah. Wrote it. Did it. We were talking last week about all of our paranormal shows.
Yes.
And since Agent Palmer listens and tweets on Sunday mornings, he tweeted at us a brilliant show idea. Did you read it?
I probably did, but can you remind me?
Paranormal Hoarders.
Oh, yes, because because we were talking.
Because we were talking about that. And we mentioned it, but.
So is it people who hoard ghosts or is it.
People who were hoarders.
That are now ghosts
and are trying to hoard
things.
The
possibilities are endless.
Either way, those two things separately make me slightly uncomfortable. I'm actually more comfortable with the ghost than the hoarding. So that would be like...
Wait, you're more uncomfortable? You're more comfortable with the ghost.
I'm more comfortable with the ghost than I am with the hoarding. So that would be like a very uncomfortable situation for me.
Maybe like paranormal.
I don't know if I can watch that. I can't watch the show Hoarders. It makes me physically uncomfortable. I have to like leave. I have to like go do the dishes or something. I can't watch it.
You don't leave. You just tell me to turn it off.
Yeah.
If you just left. I'd be like, oh, I can watch my show. Aww. But you're like,
That's how I sound.
No. Yeah. You don't say this makes me sad. It's just shut it off.
I don't say that. Have I ever said shut this off?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Shut this off.
Exactly.
And I paranormal, have spoken.
Paranormal hoarder intervention.
Yeah. Okay. But I can't. In a I can't tiny watch house. The regular hoarder shows. Right. That you and four ghosts in a tiny house. The Scooby Doo version.
Yeah. The bunch of stuff.
We drive around in our tiny house solving mysteries with our four ghosts.
Yes. That's packed with newspapers.
Brilliant. Yeah, right. There's newspapers and everywhere, so you can only shimmy around.
24 cats. 12
you can only
of them,
shimmy from the loft to the bathroom.
12 of them are alive. 12 of them
which
are
which doesn't really have a door
ghosts.
Because you can hear everything.
Little ghost puss walking around.
Wow.
Ghost no. litter box.
It still smells bad.
Smells like ghost cat urine.
Gross. So gross.
Speaking of 24, Jeff Gordon, I didn't even have this on my note.
NASCAR.
Jeff Gordon is racing this weekend at Indy.
For
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
For Jr.
And it sucks balls because I'll be working, so I have to watch it on. I have to stay away from the Twitter so I can watch it on replay. Replay? Repeat?
We're going to watch recorded. It on DVR when you
recording.
Get home. Yeah.
So.
That'll be fun. So yeah. try not to try titter too much. I just said titter. Try not to check that titter too much.
I will try not to titterate myself. I am wearing my Reasons Are Several t-shirt.
Awesome.
Of which I received. Did you receive one?
I did.
Okay.
Like, you didn't get one, babe. Sorry about you. Yeah. You can just look at me and wear this shirt.
Did we send one to
awesome.
Scott?
No. I don't think Scott would wear it anyway. Am I right, Matt? Would Scott
he
bother
might
wearing
sell it,
it?
Though.
He would not.
So if you check out the video, I'm wearing my Reasons Are Several shirt.
Do one of these? nice. Smile at the camera.
Thank you very much for that. Did we thank them? Did you tell them thank you?
I did not tell them thank you.
Oh.
Suck it, Matt.
Yeah. Well, we don't appreciate it that much, buddy. And want to
thank you, Matt.
Stuff That Matters.
Exactly.
With Two Guys Who Don't for obviously our shirts. Oh, of which we should say are sent out. They're right. In the mail. Thank you
sent
to everybody. And there's a little letter in there that if you know, those people who
wish to donate to the animal charity.
The ways you can. But want to thank the guys from Stuff That Matters from Two Guys Who Don't.
Those guys are super awesome. And
because they also did Reasons Are Several shirt
as well.
And
so
they're awesome and they're cool.
We got like the triple bonus because we have their shirt, our shirt, and now Reasons Are Several shirt. So we got like the trifecta.
And we're taking shirts to Jamaica for gifts for our Jamaican friends.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
Yes.
So thank you to everybody who wanted our shirt and mostly for, if you can, making a small donation to the Petaluma Animal Services Foundation.
Woo.
A non-kill shirt shelter.
I was sending them out and a coworker, he's like, that's a lot of packages. What are you doing? And I was like, sending out shirts for animal charities. And he goes, really? And like, it was like this pause for a second. He's like, no, seriously, that's what you're doing? I'm like, no, yeah, seriously, that's what I'm doing. And he's like, that is rad. That is so rad. And I was like, yeah, you want a t-shirt for charity? He's like, I might. He's like, just might. I was like, also, I'm going to. I'm take a t-shirt to work and I'm going to pimp it out at work. That's right. I'm going to pimp my shirts out at Skywalker.
we do have a few more shirts left. So if anybody wants one, that's fine.
Maybe I'll post a picture on like Instagram and stuff to get the visual out there.
And we pay the shipping. So it doesn't come off your donation and we will probably match however much we raise for donation, we'll probably match that.
Unless it's crazy.
Yeah, if it's over $1,000, sorry.
I like you guys and stuff.
I like dogs and all, and I want to save dogs' life, but not that price.
Right, no,
I mean, Jesus, there's a lot of dogs. You can find another cute one.
Speaking of dogs and animal shelters, you guys, this is going to come out after it's over. Oh, shit, this is going to come out after it's over.
Oh.
Tomorrow is Clear the Shelters for National Clear the Shelter Day, where most animal shelters across the country are lit. Doing events and having zero fee adoption. So animals are free tomorrow.
It always worries me when they have events like that because sometimes the animals, I know they do a really good job, but
most vet really well.
It always worries me. Like if you can't afford the $50 to adopt a dog, can you afford to take care of the dog?
I've actually thought about that myself, but I know that, you know, as well as they have programs to help you with that.
Yeah.
They have like
it just worries
low cost
me. I mean, I get it's a cool, I think what it's nice, it's like if you're thinking of getting a dog and then it's all of a sudden, oh, if we go today, we save that, you know, because I'm sure I'm prob-